From Vermont Public, this is Brave Little State. I'm Josh Crane.
I'm working on an episode of Brave Little State.
Sure.
About this store, and specifically how you pronounce the name of it.
This is Brooke Haynes, who I intercepted in a crowded parking lot on her way to the car. She just emerged from a market in Waitsfield, and she's laughing because I've asked her a question she's often asked herself. How do you pronounce the name of this store?
If you were to give it a stab, what would you say?
Herons? Meherons?
It's spelled like this. Meherons.
I recently moved here last summer, and my first internal monologue was the little gremlin from the Muppets that says Menominom. So I will still tell my colleagues that I'm going to Menominom's.
Brooke is not alone. I only had to spend 30 minutes approaching shoppers in this parking lot to discover a whole range of possibilities.
Meherons.
Meherons.
How do you pronounce it?
Meherons.
Meherons.
Oh, that's easy. Meherons.
Meherons. If you're my mom, Meherons.
You say it again?
Meherons.
Meherons. It's pronounced Meherons.
Meherons?
How long have you been coming here?
40 years.
40? So how do you pronounce the name of it?
Meherons.
Say it one more time.
No.
Brave Little State is the show where you, the audience, ask us questions about Vermont, and we try to find the answers. One of the most common genres of questions we get has to do with local dialect and pronunciation. Maybe you've heard our episodes on the Vermont accent or our Vermont Town Pronunciation Guide. Today, we're turning our focus to one central Vermont institution, a market in Waitsfield that's been around for more than 80 years. The guy who originally sent me down this pronunciation rabbit hole is Noah Waxman.
Well, we are here because I feel like there is an enduring mystery in this part of Vermont about how to pronounce the store that we're sitting outside of.
Noah and his family moved to Starksboro 3 years ago. They're about 15 minutes from the store, and it didn't take them long to stumble upon it. Once they did, it was basically love at first shop.
I came back to the house, and I was like, I found the best grocery store. It's amazing. I wonder if all grocery stores in Vermont are this good.
Part of what makes it good, according to Noah, is the options. Yes, you've got the local beer, cheese, and ice cream, the stuff you'd expect. And there's the stuff that's harder to find, like a variety of miso pastes, rare bottles of wine, and organic dog treats. Products aside, the other part of what makes it good is the vibe. Noah says it's really down to earth and friendly.
So it has all the things you need to go to a pretentious store to buy, but it is not at all pretentious.
The market quickly became an important part of Noah's family's life, for the groceries and also for the endless possibility contained in the market's name.
I was saying Mehuron. My wife was saying Mehron. Her sister was staying with us, and she speaks Arabic.
Like Mehrons?
Murons is a very common one in Starksboro.
I've also heard it called Morons.
It started as a joke, but we all refer to it as Moirons. You know, envisioning it as sort of like, I don't know, a family from a shtetl somewhere that moved to Vermont, and it's sort of like from the old Yiddish, Moirons.
That's amazing how malleable that name
that
is.
That word is, yeah.
After meeting Noah, I reached out to one of my colleagues who grew up near the market to get her take on the pronunciation.
Every single person says it slightly differently.
Anna Van Dyne is a reporter for Vermont Public.
I always say Meherons, but there is absolutely debate. Like, I don't know the answer, and I grew up like 15 minutes away from this store. But I know that there's a real answer because there are people who run the store and have for a long time, and this is their last name.
That's right. The store bears the last name of the family that's operated it for more than 80 years.
I've been fighting that though my entire life since I entered high school.
What, like people always mispronounce it?
Or they just come to it and they go, Meron, something like that.
This is Tom. His last name adorns the sign on the front of the market, which means we've arrived at the answer to our pronunciation mystery.
And it's pretty simple, Mihiron.
So that's the, say it one more time.
Mihiron.
Pretty simple, Tom says. Mihiron. Except I have a confession. The first 100 or so times I listened back to this recording, I thought Tom was saying Mihiron, here, as in hearing, rather than here, as in Lake Huron. I played the recording of Tom saying his own name for Noah.
I almost feel like he says it different the first time and the second time.
Mihiron. Mihiron.
Mihiron.
I also played it for Noah's wife, Leah.
Here. It's more of a here, I think I would say. Mihiron. Yeah, here.
I guess it's a little like an audio Rorschach test. Mihirons or Mihirons. The difference is admittedly very minor. Maybe it's just a malleable word. I double-checked with Tom and his family, though, and they emailed me a written pronunciation. And so, Mihirons it is. Mihiron, as in Lake Huron. The market's been handed down over four generations of Tom's family. His grandfather, Elmer, set up shop in 1941. Now his stepson, Bruce, is in charge.
You know, we are trying to be all things to everybody here. So, I mean, my favorite thing every, you know, couple months is somebody from New York comes here and they'll, like, grab me and go, do you have any idea, like, what this is? Like, what this bottle of wine is? Like, this has been sold out in New York for, like, a year, or, you know, or the cheese or whatever it is. And you're just like, yeah, buddy, we're not all, like, hicks up here, you know? I mean, we like good things, too.
To the Mihiron family, thank you for helping settle a debate that has apparently been raging across the region. But also, you know, thanks mostly for stewarding this cornerstone of central Vermont. Thanks to Noah Waxman for the great question. And to all the people I spoke with outside the market. That's Brooke Haynes, Joe Palmer, Nicholas Tyne, Gail Helmer, Brian Albrecht, Karen Rookwood, Toby Bellows, Scout Vitko, and Dick Atkinson. Special thanks to Anna Van Dyne, Anna St. Marie, and Celia Cadwell. Ask us a question, any question, about life in Vermont and our region at bravelittlestate.org. While you're there, you can also vote on the question you want us to tackle next. This episode was reported and produced by me, Josh Crane, with support from the rest of the BLS team. That's Angela Evansy, Myra Flynn, and Mae Nagusky. Ty Gibbons composed our theme music, other music by Blue Dot Sessions. Brave Little State is a production of Vermont Public and a proud member of the NPR network.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.